Lillian Disney would surely have been proud that a fitting memorial to Walt's genius had risen in downtown Los Angeles. Walt and Frank Gehry are the perfect match, an artistic marriage made in heaven, Steven Spielberg told the opening night crowd. Lillian's own love of flowers was reflected in the bold floral print carpeting laid throughout the hall and in a sculpture of a rose made from broken Delft tiles. Walt Disney Hall was a source of pride to just about everyone connected to it. Diane Disney Miller, who had worked so hard and given so generously to preserve Gehry's vision. Roy, whose gift helped build the Red Cat Theater. Eisner, who agreed that Disney would give $25 million. And Andrea Van de Kamp, the Music Center chairwoman who had rescued the project from the brink of financial collapse. It fell to Van de Kamp to organize the gala and oversee the seating chart for the dinner. Then, the following Monday, the hall was hosting another glittering event, the premiere of Matrix 3, the latest in the action-adventure science fiction series from Warner Brothers. 3 days before the hall's opening, Eisner called Diane to complain that Disney Hall was going to premiere a film from a rival studio. "We need to fix that," Eisner told her. "Can you do something about it?" Diane dutifully called the hall, where she learned that Matrix producer Joel Silver was a close friend of Gehry and, more to the point, Warner Brothers was underwriting the event with a generous gift. Diane decided the premiere was a good idea and a good deal for the hall. In any event, Walt Disney Hall was a memorial to Walt and not to the Disney Company. It was meant to encourage artistic expression from whatever source. Gehry had specifically banned the kind of Disney corporate trademarks that were planted all over the architecture at the theme parks and at Disney's headquarters. The Matrix premiere stayed on the schedule. Faced with making the dinner seating arrangements, Van de Kamp had a delicate task. Apart from her own feelings about Eisner, he and Roy were barely speaking, and there was always the danger that lingering tensions between the Roy and Walt sides of the family might flare up. Eisner had asked Roy to accompany him to the premiere, but Roy had declined, saying he and Patty were going to be sitting at Van de Kamp's table. So Van de Kamp carefully placed her table, Diane's three tables, and Eisner's two tables at distant points under the tent. The price for a table was high, $25,000 to more than $100,000 for tickets that included all three gala events. Despite his recent disparagement of her performance on the board, Eisner called Van de Kamp to complain that he didn't see why he had to pay for a table when he had been responsible for a $25 million gift. Though she felt she had been grossly mistreated, Van de Kamp decided not to argue with him or point out that no other major donor asked for or received a free table. So Van de Kamp arranged for a second table at no additional cost. Eisner paid for the first. Somehow it all came off. The Philharmonic played excerpts from classic film scores, and the audience applauded the splendid acoustics. Tom Hanks and Catherine Zeta-Jones were gracious co-hosts. And at the dinner, none of the three warring factions, Eisner, Roy, and Diane, even saw each other. A few weeks later, on November 4th, Eisner was scheduled to speak at what was shaping up to be the East Coast equivalent of Herb Allen's Sun Valley.